Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, August 5th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Boston, Massachusetts. Well, it has been over a year that we talked about the Moonworm, one of the sort of Internet of Things kind of threats that we have been tracking. So I figured it's about time to look at what's going on with this vulnerability today. And as it turns out, it's still plenty active. The tmunplug.cgi script is still very much exploited by internet-wide scans for this particular vulnerability. The latest scans, however, that I've seen don't necessarily appear to be a worm. With the worm, what we had happened was that the additional malware was downloaded from the router that actually tried to infect you. With these current scans, the actual malware is then downloaded from a system that's different than the infecting router. So this is really more kind of a central repository. Some interesting little features here, for example, some IP tables rules that will protect the router from access from IPs others than what's probably the attacker's IP addresses. And just as a reminder that you probably do not want to wait for an attacker to secure your router, but you have to be really careful about exposing the admin interface to the internet. This TM Unblock vulnerability is really just one of many of these vulnerabilities that are currently being exploited. And Malwarebytes is reporting about yet another case where malware was distributed by paid advertisements, in this case on Yahoo. Now, these ads then redirected the user to a malicious website hosted within Microsoft's Azure cloud, and in the end, the user then ended up with the good old Angular exploit kit that installed additional malware. Malvertising has become a big problem. Now, Yahoo was very quick to respond here, and as Malwarebytes informed Yahoo about this particular problem, the ads were removed from Yahoo's network. The sad case, of course, is that they first waited for someone to notify them and apparently don't have a lot of sort of proactive tools to prevent these malicious advertisements from being served via their advertisement network. And HTML5 provides yet another way to break through various privacy schemes and fingerprint browsers, and that's a battery status API. Apparently, many browsers already support this feature, in which for a mobile device, the JavaScript code can be used to read the battery status. Now, according to these researchers, the battery status and also the full capacity of the battery is read in a rather fine-grained way, which could be used to fingerprint the device. Now, they consider it mostly a privacy issue. Of course, this could also become sort of a side channel attack, where by looking at how the battery behaves, you can then deduce what else is going on this particular mobile device. The idea behind this API was that it would allow a website to detect if a user's device is running low in battery, and then, for example, it could disable some of the more battery training features. Now, the problem here is that the status is being provided in a very fine-grained and detailed way, so these researchers are really proposing not necessarily to get rid of the feature, but instead just to reduce the resolution of the reading. And then we got a second story from Malwarebytes. Malwarebytes is reporting that it found the recent dynamic linker debug print to file exploit that allows privilege escalation in OS X used by adware in the wild. If a user installs the adware, then this vulnerability is used to add an additional entry to the sudoers file. The sudoers file regulates who can become root and how. With this exploit, a password is no longer required to become root on this OS X system, and then this new behavior is used to install additional adware. One of the adwares being installed is vSearch. It will show pop-up ads and also turn words in your browser into hyperlinks. So if you see something like this happen all of a sudden, then you may be affected by it. It also installs a Mac Keeper, which, well, isn't strictly speaking adware, but at least doesn't do much. At this point, there is no patch for this OS X privilege escalation vulnerability. We can only hope that Apple will release one soon. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and thanks to ThreatStop again for sponsoring this podcast. Thanks, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.